Louis Joseph Zaden occupied a sort of cash register throne inside his small hole-in-the-wall bar for the past 21 years until he passed away at his home last Thursday. So why, you might ask, is this news? A lot of business owners pass on. There are tons of bars in Birmingham, and many of them have regulars who care about the owner and vice versa. Well, here's why. A line that stretched around and around St. George Greek Catholic Church for the visitation over the weekend and funeral services yesterday was evidence of a man who had quite the fan base. Lou had the pull of a lobbyist in Washington. He was the Michael Phelps of bar owners, albeit bigger and grumpier and a bit more self-promoting. National magazines acknowledged his place. Local journalists, including myself, swarmed to Lou's for a cold beer and a hot lead. Media meet lawyers, mayoral candidates, and school board members. Newsmakers, they played at Lou's, too. He brought a lot of people in. Many of those people showed up on the day he died and the days afterward to say their farewells, to pay tribute to a man who built a place where, as his T-shirt says, friends meet. Friends that Joseph McClure says he's had for many, many years.
I can look around at almost every person that is here, and 99% of them I would have never become close to outside of this place. It has brought me together, and Lou was the binding force of all of this.
We're like family down here, and Lou is like the father of the family.
Melanie Hall didn't come to Lou's for his budget-priced beer or mixed drinks. Lou's was, after all, known as much for his eye-popping tabs as he was for his clean bathrooms. But it was his thorny demeanor that made everyone feel so warm and fuzzy.
The crowd that he attracts, the walking in the door and getting cussed out. Yeah, I mean, it's a bright, happy, I'll never forget his voice when you walk in the door and he said, "Hey, baby." I mean, I'll never forget that.
It was so loud and resonant, wasn't it?
And it's a comfort to hear that. And actually, it was flattering to get cussed out by him. I mean, it was like a term of endearment.
But Lou wasn't just tormentor and booze seller. He was benefactor and community supporter. Pam Yarley remembers the Little League team he once sponsored.
We had the Lou's Pub Tigers.
That's right, 11 and 12-year-olds slugging it out at Avondale Park with Lou's Pub prominently displayed on the jerseys. It was Saatchi and Saatchi meets Marge Schott. Most importantly, Yarley says, the kids benefited from all those regulars at Lou's Bar.
Lewis was very proud. We collected a lot of money for a lot of kids that couldn't afford to play baseball in this bar. A lot of the Lou's Pub patrons spent a lot of time cheering those kids on.
I remember watching some of those teams that Jerry and Pam Yarley coached and seeing the kids that grew up into adults who would come by Lou's, one generation passing the torch or a line drive to another. It is amazing this grumpy Lebanese man who could chew you up in a nanosecond could warrant such a following, such a strong memory, and such shock at his passing. But Lou was a trailblazer. He took a chance in 1987 on a dingy old building in a part of the city that hadn't seen much development. His neighbor for much of that time was Wayne Ellis of OT's Sports Bar.
If it hadn't been for Lou coming here 21 years ago, Lakeview would not be what it is right now. Lou is the one that brought it to life. And Lou is Lakeview, and
it's a tough day.
Man.
It's a tough day.
Now Lakeview is lit up with bars and restaurants that line 29th Street and 7th Avenue South. But Lou was one of the first ones there. When neighbors who lived in houses on the street would watch the antics from their front porches, when parking wasn't a problem, when there was no patio, only bushes and flowers outside. So many years, so many memories, so much to be missed about a big man with a big heart and a big mouth. So long, baby. I'm Steve Chiotakis.